As I look back, all I see is a lost, misguided me. One more night, I still can't sleep. Still feels like I'm sinking deep. And all I try to do is pray. I pray that this madness won't stay. And all I hope, someday someone will understand. Now I'm safe in my dreams, where nobody lies and everything is what it seems. Where everyone smiles and the sun always shines. Where nothing hurts and I can feel the better side of me. I can see where I will be and I can live in love for free. And everyone would be like me in my dreams, yeah, in my dreams.
In my Pocahontas nightie, with a whole bar of chocolate stuffed in my mouth and empty wrappers all around me, I watched Nicole Kidman's and Will Ferrell's Bewitched. I needed a distraction. I wanted to give my mind a break. It should have been a nice, funny, romantic chick flick movie, but I found myself drifting away from the main plot and the subplot and sinking into a plot of my own. I drew a parallel line between the witch, Nicole Kidman, as Isabel Bigelow, and my humble self. Don't laugh, I'm not talking looks-wise. I outgrew that illusion a few years back. Let me show you how I ingeniously came to that conclusion. The first thing that got my attention was Isabel's taste in men. She fell in love with Will Ferrell. Why? Because he was a mess. He even spelt it out for her. He said, "I am a mess, I am a jerk, number one, extremely arrogant, and I love to bleach my hair out." I thought I was the only girl on earth with self-destructive tendencies, bad tastes in guys, and a shallow streak. Huh, I thought wrong. A few minutes later in the movie, Isabel could not stand the thought of not telling her beloved Jack that she was a witch. She did not want to trick him into loving her. She wanted him to love her for who she really was. Sounds painfully familiar. She struggled with her fear, put her strengths together, and blurted it out in his face. "Guess what? I'm a witch," she said. And what did she get in return? Sarcasm. "Guess what? I'm a Clippers fan," Jack replied. Poor Isabel was left with the only choice of having to demonstrate her powers. Yeah, I do that too. His laughter stopped. His face changed. He finally realized that she is a broom-flying, spell-casting, cauldron-brewing witch. Like a lot of guys out there, Jack could not handle her supernatural gift. Behind Isabel's angelic face and frail figure lies a witch. In the 15th century Europe, and for centuries to follow, witch hunts involving moral panic and hysterical masses resulted in tens of thousands of executions. The thought of having a witch in town evoked superstitions, fears, and not to mention dating one or even worse, getting married to one. Over the centuries, ignorant masses killed anyone suspected of witchcraft and labeled the gifted as quacks and fraud. People who failed to comprehend and accept the differences that witches brought to the table found it easier to drown, hang, stone, or execute them. The poor witches were alienated in their exile. And eventually, the whole species became extinct, and the commoners lived in peace. Books say that witch hunts ended in the 18th century. Oh, did they? I guess not. Today, it Egyptian women who have brains, character, and experience are treated the same way witches were treated in the Dark Ages. Girls like me who ask questions and who insist on being honest and straightforward are castaways in this patriarchal society. As human beings, we are inclined to reject people who differ from us, different in how they look, how they talk, and how they think. Watching Isabel's witch effect on Jack brought back instantaneous memories of my very own witch effect on men. Flying and crashing seems to be a pattern in my relationships. I'm a relationships expert and I advise people on their love lives, but when it comes to me, my men, and my love life, I am totally clueless. After the initial click, I stupidly yet willingly decide to put aside my spells, charms, amulets, and witchcraft. I leave my flying broom at home, get out of my human cloak, and I reveal the real witch within. I express myself with a cursed clarity that leaves no room for confusion or speculation. I share my writings along with my dreams. I show the different dimensions of character. Oh, I wish there was a delete button in real life. In my relationships, I turn into a cute kangaroo that is trying to walk gracefully in a china shop. But alas, with the first step in the shop, I intimidate the owner, who reaches out for his gun. A few more steps and I begin breaking his antique rules. And by the time I reach him, he is totally panicked and freaked out. He aims the gun at me. I plead. He looks me in the eye. My eyes water. He orders me to get out before I create any more damage. I beg him not to fear me. He pulls the trigger. I get hurt. Witch or no witch, I bleed like normal human beings. I feel the pain and I moan in agony. A moan that he cannot hear. In the movie, Jack realized that his love for Isabel is bigger and stronger than his fear of her being a witch. He followed her home only to catch her before she took off on her broom. The happy lovers reunited and lived happily ever after. This is the part that I never got to experience. Once a witch, always a witch. People will always hunt me down and try to get rid of my evil influence. They will stone me with their cruel words and ruthless judgments, drown me in negligence and guilt, and hang me on the altar of ignorance, point a finger at my scars, and deprive me of true love. Now, I am a witch in hiding. Here now, on this page, I vow to never ever reveal my true nature before a living soul. Like my fellow witches, I will lead a double life. Yes, I have been defeated. But how much rejection can a witch handle? From now onwards, I will lie about the past, cheat in the present, and hide in the future. Yes, I have given up. How much longer was I supposed to fight? I will master the art of nodding, bowing, smiling, and forever I will relinquish the rebel that took home in my soul. No. No, 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 I can't. Okay, okay, one more round. Just one more. I just hope this time you are real and handsome. I just hope that you can handle the witch effect.
As I look back, all I see is a lost, misguided me. One more night, I still can't sleep. Still feels like I'm sinking deep. And all I try to do is pray. I pray that this madness won't stay. And all I hope, someday someone will understand. Now I'm safe in my dreams, where nobody lies and everything is what it seems. Where everyone smiles and the sun always shines. Where nothing hurts and I can feel the better side of me. I can see where I will be and I can live and love for free. And everyone would be like me in my dreams, yeah, in my dreams. Everyone, every day, everywhere I look is gray. As I turn back and walk away, I curse this fickle, fucked up face. My promise breaks, my heart forsakes, and my love sleeps before it wakes. 'Cause now I'm blind and I lost my mind. I fall asleep. Now I'm safe in my dreams, where nobody lies and everything is what it seems. Where everyone smiles and the sun always shines. Where nothing hurts and I can feel the better side of me. I can see where I will be and I can live in love for free. And everyone would be like me in my dreams, yeah, in my dreams. It only sleeps when I'm awake. It only feels real when it's fake. It only seems straight upside down. And I'm not here when I'm around. I know there's sunshine with the rain. I know that pleasure follows pain. I know we have to lose to gain. I know that it's gonna be okay. See where I will be, and I can live in love for free. And everyone would be like me. Everyone would be like me. Everyone, everyone,